The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by drawyouapicture.com, where you can get just about anything drawn for pretty darn cheap. Check it out at drawyouapicture.com. Also brought to you by gotomypc.com and godaddy.com, where you can use the code podname 121 to save yourself some money on your next domain name. Check it out. Help out yourself and help out the show.
This is Eleanor, and I must say it's a darn shame that you think I'm faking everything. I have to tell you that this is all real. The deer and everything's real. Oh, well, at least nobody's listening.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, episode 18, brought to you the week of August 18th. I am your host. My name is James, and I'm glad you're here. Just between you and me, I'm sleepy. Can I go nigh-nigh? No? You want a show? Fine. I better bring in some coasts. That's my name for co-hosts tonight. From America's Hat, none other than our friendly neighborhood Canadian, Trevor. Trevor, welcome back to the show, bud.
Hey, man. And for the record, I'm not on a coast, so I'm kind of middle. So, middle of the hat.
When you're southern and sleepy, you tend to mix words together. And so tonight you are a coast. And and speaking of coasts, from Canada's pants, deep within Canada's pants, John Steinklauber, how you doing, buddy?
Slam. Crap, I just messed everything up. I'm fine because I feel fine.
Wow. Fine. You know, you'd been practicing that. All this pressure was on you. You were southern and sleepy, and you just jacked it all the heck up. I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. What?
Okay. I don't know what I was going to say. Thank you.
Well,
Merry Christmas.
John. Hey, thanks for screwing up the show. We always start.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yet again. That negative iTunes review just keeps coming back to haunt you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hey. I keep seeing Boo John everywhere I go.
Really? Mm-hmm. Not just on the notes from your wife then, huh?
Nope.
I actually had a t-shirt made as Nobody's Listening on the front, as John ruined the show on the back.
We should start a petition. John, get it started, buddy. We got to get you off the show as soon as possible.
Okay. You want me to start the petition to get rid of myself?
Yeah, it's better that
it's
way.
Like a
it's
mom,
the only way you'll learn.
Well, and it's like a mom making you go out to cut your own switch.
Oh, man.
For the spanking, yeah. So there you go. We always start with an opening story and an opening insult for one of our coasts. The summer after my senior year of high school, I came down with bronchial pneumonia. It's a funny show, isn't it? It was it was very rough, but it didn't stop me from hanging out with my friends. Well, that's good. That's good. That way you can give it to them, too. One evening after I'd been to every thrift store in the city, we decided to head to Waffle House for dinner. Oh, you had a Waffle House. So you had a small town and you had about one thrift store. So there you go. I was in the lead car in a caravan of three. While on the way, I began to feel queasy and I leaned my head out of the passenger window of my friend Suzuki Sidekick and barfed everywhere while she was driving. I rolled the window back up and pretended that nothing had happened. A little later, she says, "What's that smell?" I said, "I think it's the thrift store clothes that we bought earlier." They do have a smell, don't they? It's like a mothball smell. Yeah.
Right.
I replied that, and she was none the wiser. Well, when we get to the Waffle House, our friend in the car behind us asked what we'd thrown out the window. He assumed that we'd poured a soda or a milkshake out of the car because it had hit his car and covered the hood and windshield. He told us that the windshield wipers would not get rid of it. So he had to roll down the window and wipe it off with his bare hands while driving.
No. Stop. That's disgusting.
That summer, we also learned that stomach acid eats the paint off your car. Love the podcast. If I get old. Best opening story ever.
I'm barfed out the window. I'm gonna be sick.
See, I need to remember that because I barfed. You remember when I got my VME? It's short for vasectomy tonight. Right. I remember I threw up on the side of the car and passed out. Yeah, when I got my VME.
That was on the Rocks episode, by the way.
Yes, it was. And suddenly we lost chat room. Hold on. Dadgummit. All right, we're back. This episode, speaking of being back, this episode is sponsored by GoToMyPC. If you're tired of spending late nights in the office, it's time you tried GoToMyPC, because GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix, lets you access your office computer from home or anywhere with an internet connection. So you can leave the office early, have fun, have a soda, finish later when it's convenient for you. Try GoToMyPC free right now for 30 days and visit GoToMyPC.com/podcast. That's GoToMyPC.com/podcast for a free 30-day trial. Also brought to you by two listeners, actually Carrillo and old Dean Piercy. Thank you so much. And www.GamerPulse.com. Actually, that's Gamer-Pulse.com. Visit GamerPulse.com to listen to the very best in gaming podcasts. Also brought to you today, complimentary, by mkpodcast.com. Isn't that right, Trev?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The check's in the mail. Yeah. Yeah,
MK man. Podcast, dude. Trevor's new podcast, Mouse and Keyboard Podcast, is in New and Notable in iTunes. Very cool. Congratulations.
I am new and notable, sir.
That's right. Speaking of new and notable...
Weekly.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah. Update. Yeah, my wife has these had these weird foot bumps on her foot. That's Dude. Where foot bumps go. And they were like warts. And but they were weird. There was like a little Smurf village of them going on, you know. La, 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 la. Yeah, except not quite so awesome. And to the point that the doctor that was going to freeze them off kind of gave it a weird look, you know, like Azrael would, you know. And he froze them and basically gave her the equivalent of a second degree burn on her foot. And all that to say, it's a pussy mess. It's the nastiest thing I ever saw in my life. It's so gross. I can't even stand her. Don't tell her I said this. She'll kill me. Now, my real weekly update is that my boy smelled like booty the other day. I mean, like bad. And he's so cute. It was such a travesty.
You got the stinky kid?
Yeah, that's what I was exactly quoting, too. It's so terrible. He's so cute, and he's in his little boy outfits, you know, with the suspenders and the overalls and the little shirts and the little shoes and the little socks and the little hair and all this stuff, and everybody's oohing and aahing over him. And every time you'd pick him up, you'd just smell just booty. It was just gross. And so my wife took him and just wiped him down with wet wipes, you know, just gave him a bath in him like a mama kitten would. I don't think she licked him, but you know, she was wiping him down with his things. And so then we go, and me and Jen have this thing we do when we're about to lose our minds with the kids, where we go to Best Buy, and me and one of the kids go to Best Buy, her and another kid just go to Kohl's. And we don't buy anything; we just walk around and waste time. And so it was time for one of those, and I had the boy. And dude, if he didn't start smelling like booty again, and I'm like, my Lord, I was scared. I was like, is this a genetic trait? Are you gonna smell like Heine for the rest of your life? And so I you know, yeah. And so I picked him up and I took him to Target because none of the games were on sale. And every now and then Target will put 360 games on sale. So I carried him over there, and the whole time he was just smelling so bad. I put him in the cart and I just smelled it like twice as bad all of a sudden. I just took a risk. I sniffed the arm that I had had him sitting on, and my arm smelled the same as him. And I realized that his booty smell was so rampant, so vile, that it had transferred over to me. That would be like scratching a scratch and sniff sticker and your finger smelling. You know, this was like putting your finger in your belly button bad. It was gross.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. And so
how'd you get the booty?
It turned out that he had some sort of
foot bumps?
Huh? Football?
Foot bumps?
Foot bumps. No. Foot bumps? No, he
Grand
had,
Theft Auto.
Yeah, he had diarrhea. But very slight, slight penetrating diarrhea, and it had leaked out of his diaper, but not in such a way that it was coloring anything or it was like a misting rather than a soaking.
And it's so, like potpourri.
Yeah. And so it was almost drying before it, you know, like an aerosol. And so somehow there was nothing to feel. There was no wetness. It was just a dry, powdery sort of diarrhea. And
that's sick.
Quit farting. Yeah. So yeah, it was gross. It was the worst thing in the world. I got him home. I disinfected my entire arm, and that's the day we found out that butt powder can take the paint off a car. So yeah. So there you go. There's my weekly update. My family is a walking plague. So,
and you got that on your arm, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to cut that off now, man. It's done.
It's gotta
you got
to go.
Booty art.
Yeah. If your hand offends you, lob it off. You know. So it's biblical.
Oh man.
Your turn.
All right. I was waiting for the "it's your turn." Yeah. But.
Oh, sorry.
This week my daughter proved that she is understands the world better than most adults do. We're driving up towards my house, and there's a sign that because of the angle of this particular intersection, like it's not at a set of lights; it's just part of the straight road. There's a sign there that says "no left turn." So, but yet everybody keeps stopping there and backing up traffic and trying to make this left-hand turn, even though they shouldn't be. So we're driving up to it the other day, and my daughter looks up at it and says, "Daddy, that sign means no left turn." It's like, "Yes, Danny, it does. You're now smarter than most of the people who live in this town."
Gotta love it.
I had a similar situation where I wanted to go straight, and I saw this sign that said, "No, you turn." And so I had to turn right around, and I told the cop that. I said, "Yeah, I saw the sign," and said, "No, you turn." And
I want to go straight. Yeah. No, just, sir, you turn.
I'm just obeying the signs. No, sorry.
He said, "No, you turn." John, what do you got?
Other than running into people at Target whose children smell like booty.
I saw District 9.
I want you to go see. I did. Did you?
No.
You just
stole your thunder, yeah.
I went to go see G.I. Joe. But down here, we have two little theaters down here. We got there and some of the lights were off and stuff. And this 16-year-old kid comes out, we can't really sell you tickets right now because we had power outage. So anyway, he just kept going on. He was like, so are you saying you're closed or what? And he just never got to the point. So we just decided that we would go see.
What Ritalin does to you.
Yeah.
These kids are growing up, and this is what happens.
And it does. It's sad. I don't really want to give a movie review, but District 9, it honestly kind of disturbed me. Hmm. It was. I don't know how to explain it. It was a good, well done movie and stuff, but it didn't. I don't know. It disturbed me. It's very a lot of F bombs, and a lot of violence. a lot of people blowing up into, bits of goo and whatnot. It was, it was pretty nasty. I don't know. It was interesting. An interesting movie.
So did anything funny happen?
No, there was not anything funny in the movie at all.
You know this is a comedy podcast, John.
Yeah.
Nobody. This is kind of funny. While I was watching the movie, somebody in the seat next to me let one go, and tried to blame it on me, and then I turned into a bat and flew off.
Wow.
Because it was somebody's kid.
And, okay, that's good. Hey, while we're talking about fart jokes and stuff, there are a bunch of people in the chat room tonight, and you can join us every Tuesday night at 9:30 Central on Ustream or by going to nlcast.com. But let me read off some peeps that are in the old Chizat resume here today. I see Lauren Mack in there, old timer. Bada Bing, Captain's Cast, CW. Cold Cakes, Dafton, Dr. Quest, Drummer Boy, Entity, and Ethan, G. Winnie Lou, Jason, John Wolf, Kirschmo or something, Marvel Geek, Neil Man, Norwegian Girl, and Nazi, and a whole bunch of other folks. Thank you for joining us, and hang out, be good. So, and I see Supa Toast says it's his first time, so congratulations. It's probably a girl since I said he, because that's just the way it is for me. But
that's
it's
the way you pull.
Yeah, because I am an LBB.
One of the many tools of the devil.
Oh no!
Speaking of LBBs, if you don't know what it are, LBB is a living, breathing butthead, and we always like to point them out so that we can kind of as a public service. Not only as a way of letting your feelings out and keeping you from going on a wild gun rampage, but it also teaches you how not to be. You don't want to be this way, so you're not an LBB to others. So it's like a public service. Today's LBB from me, we do have a listener submitted one as well, but the one from me, and I've held on to this for a while because I really wanted to make sure I really didn't like this person. The creator of the self-checkout concept at stores is the LBB of the week for me. I hate self-checkout. I thought I would like it. When I first looked, and read on the blogs that they were thinking about doing this, I thought, great, that's awesome. I don't have to wait in line. It'll be awesome. I can self-checkout myself. It'll be great. The whole concept is horrid. There's no discount for self-checkout. There is no place to put your flipping groceries in self-checkout. The lady that is in the machine, the little person with the loud microphone, is way too loud, and she screams your business to everyone around. She does. And, I put something down, or I ring it up, and I put it down, and they're like, please put the item in the basket. I feel like I'm at the bottom of a pit. It puts the lotion on its skin, And it's screaming at me, and I make the mistake of thinking it can understand me, and I talk back to it. I say, it's an ironing board. I can't fit it on the stupid thing.
Please put the item in the bag.
Yeah.
I can't. I want to. I'm sorry.
I would love to. Or if it's something really light, like a single contact lens that you're purchasing, and it can't register the weight of said item. There's always the worst part about it is you're doing all of this, there's someone in line behind you and they're not waiting on the checkout lady anymore. They're now waiting on you. And there's so much stress involved with that. It's horrible. And it just, everything about it's wrong. I have never, ever, ever once made it through self-check-in without having to have the lady come and fix it somehow. You know, just please wait for whatever it is. You know, the person that takes care of me to come over here. And you know, there's coupons, and Lord forbid you buy any produce, because then you have to identify the version and brand and city of origin, country, who grew this, what kind of Granny Smith variety is the apple, and you have to pick it out of a picture book. You feel like you're a kindergartner. A is for apple. But not that apple. That apple's $50 a pound. So I don't know. And the worst self-checkout of all is at Home Depot or Lowe's. What were they thinking there? Old worker, blue-collar guys, they are the last person in the world that want to deal with any kind of technology. They like the old ladies behind the counter checking them out, you know, because that's about the only way they get checked out, and not in the same way. But anyway, I could just go on all day. Self-checkout creator. And now they're trying to hawk these. And I'm all for the environment. Woohoo. But now they're trying to make us pay for bags. They're offering them to you now. $1 a bag. It's awesome. Pretty soon they're just going to quit giving you bags at all. And we're all going to have to buy them. And it's going to be ridiculous. And do you think prices are going to go down on groceries? No. Nope. Nope. No, that's the only problem.
Justify it. Yeah, I mean,
that's the only problem with all this, you know, Walmart sucking up all the little mom and pop stores, is now once they're the dominating place, now they can dictate to you how you shop at their store. So there you go. There's your political slant.
You how to avoid those.
How's that, my friend?
Just steal all your stuff. That way you don't have to pay for it or go through those lines.
I do not feel like being chased down by an 80-pound old lady with a bunch of flair in the parking lot. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't do it, but Trevor does.
What, I do what now? Unauthorized item in the bagging area.
Oh,
please
gosh.
Wait for an attendant.
Well, it's and you know, a future LBB is going to be the person that created those things that ding at you if the person forgets to demagnetize some random item in your bag. It's like, ding.
Please, you've activated the self-controlled robot. Please step back so you can be shot in the face, you know.
And so you stand there and wait for somebody to actually, you know, see you, because they don't even take it seriously, and you wait. I did this the other day. My daughter and I are waiting there at Lowe's or Home Depot or someplace, and yeah, ding, and I wait, and I wait, and finally some lady just takes pity on me. Oh, you're fine. You can go. And so me and the 42-inch television that I had under my shirt, we just crept right on out of there. So it was awesome.
I'm big boned. Leave me alone.
I have a square gut. So,
as you say, maybe they're actually going to have a self-checkout security. It's like, you have activated the security system. Please frisk yourself and please return any items back to their proper place.
Man. It's redonkulous. So, Cole has an LBB. Before my sister deployed to Afghanistan, we went to my great-grandpa's church because she wanted to get baptized. While we were there waiting for the sermon to finish so that her ceremony could get started. I love that. We're waiting for the stupid sermon to get done. We're not here for your sermon, Pastor. We're here to get your blessing and so I can go on to war. Now, there was a woman that was sitting about 5 or 6 seats over that was letting her teenage son listen to his iPod, and her two other kids that couldn't have been more than 7 or 8 read books and were coloring. I don't go to church very often, but when I do and I see things like that, it makes me so mad. So my vote for LBB of the week is people who let their kids do whatever they want during church. And by the way, I told my sister about your podcast last time I got to talk to her, and she loves it. She's even gotten her staff sergeant listening to it, and he said it was the funniest thing he'd ever listened to. So now you can say you have fans in a war zone. Keep up the good work, Cole. So, yeah, hats off to
awesome.
To all of our service people abroad. If you're listening and you're overseas, send us an email. Make sure it's properly encoded so that we're not tracked by any terrorists. And we'll give you a shout out. I'd love to. That's awesome. And don't be fronting middle schoolers like you're a soldier. Because
how about if they can send a picture of themselves in, you know, with their place, that'd be cool.
That'd be awesome, especially if you have a staff sergeant. Because I really would like to know what that is. But as far as the LBB, somebody that doesn't go to church very often is going to point fingers at the people that do go to church very often. First of all, there's a little irony in that. Secondly, I don't blame the parents. I blame the church. Why don't they have children's ministry for the love? That is my job. That's what I do. I make church fun for kids.
That's right.
I think that's more of a statement about the culture of the church than you know, and if your church doesn't have children's ministry, I'm not trying to offend you. I'm just telling you your church is dumb. So, you know,
they're taking food out of your children's mouth, James. Are you going to stand for that?
I don't know.
That's
don't
right. Know.
But I wish my mom had let me listen to iPod when I was in high school. That would have been awesome.
Except for you'd need a time machine.
Well, and I'd be burning in the fires of hell right now. So, you know, it wouldn't be very good. But speaking of silly things that we did when we were young.
Who, me? Who, me?
Middle school drama. Well, one day I had a meeting for a school I work for where... Because he works for a school. One day I love middle school drama. Well, one day I had a meeting...
I like the voice you use for it.
Well, that's the way it's written. It's one sentence, the entire email. Well, one day I had a meeting.
I just like it.
Thank you. I'd like to use it if you don't mind. Well, one day
ready, go.
Sock. I can hit a button. Well, one day I had a meeting for the school I worked for where halfway done, where I saw two kids messing with a bottle. And then I saw fire, so I yelled out the window. Of course, they had not hear me, and I ran out and had yelled at them, and I ran back inside to get a fire blanket from the lab. That's the first thing I think of, is a fire blanket in the lab. The only way I get to the lab is to run through, as in like throwing a ball in the past tense, to run through the gym, and some kid hadn't put away their ball, and I tripped and fell. My ankle snapped right in half, and now my foot skittered across the floor, and screamed for some of the teachers to help. So not only had his ankle snapped in half, it screamed for some of the teachers to help, but they didn't hear me. Like, as in standing right here. They didn't hear me, so I drove myself to the hospital, and a cop stopped me. Yeah.
Wow.
And called an ambulance. I forgot to tell his dad before he moved. Oh, wow. Before. B-E space F-O-R space H-E. What is happening in the schools today? No child left behind. They're getting left behind. Just because you promote them don't mean they ain't still in second grade. I forgot to tell his dad before he moved, the principal, I hate you, James. Just kidding. Yeah, I'm calling stank on that one. That's made up.
And I really enjoy the spelling of the word principal.
P-R-N-C-E-B-L-E. That's awesome.
That is some fine spelling right there.
That is amazing and awesome and great. Hey, we got some news real quick. First of all, we got a theme show next week. It's going to be breakup stories. That's our theme. We've already had a ton of submissions and voicemails, but we'd love to get yours. So next week, next Tuesday, we're going to be telling stories about breakups. And we're not talking about times that you, you know, your foot snapped off and skittered across the floor. We're talking about times that you broke up with people and you have embarrassing stories. I'm going to have to really sit down and think about this one because I didn't date a lot when I was a kid. So some of them, you know, might be exaggerations. So
yeah, I'm going to have to make up some stuff, but that's okay.
Well, we got plenty of stuff from the folks, but yeah, I've got a few. Most of my breakup stories are actually going to be rejection stories of times I've attempted to get a girlfriend and got broke up with before I even had her. So
be broken up and
yeah, pre-ex-girlfriend, as Reese Roper would say. So yeah, we also have that new phone number 2095-NL-CAST. So use it. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Well, hello. I want to speak to you about something that's very real and very pertinent that affects us all. In fact, 4 out of 4 people are plagued with this disorder on a regular basis. It's called ear and face boredom disorder, dysfunction disease thing. It's where your ears and your face are deprived of the quality entertainment that you deserve, the laughing, the smiling. So there's really only one known cure to this, and that's the Chicken Pop Pod podcast. It's a retro pop culture comedy, way too many adjectives podcast that I prescribe that you stick directly into your ears at least once a week. I am a doctor, a physician. I'm not the host of this podcast, so you should listen to me. So you may be thinking right now and asking, hey, dude, where do I find this podcast? Hook me up. To which I would respond, listen, bossy McBosser pants, don't tell me what to do. I'll punch you in the neck. Go to chickenpoppod.com, or you can go to iTunes. Search Chicken Pop Pod in iTunes. Download it free of charge from iTunes. I wrote your prescription. It's free. Go for it. And it's a fantastic podcast. They talk about pop culture from the 80s, the 90s, as well as current entertainment news and reviews. So you can hear about He-Man and the Goonies and My Little Pony, and you will laugh your face off. You'll love it. Check out Chicken Pop Pod.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, I thought it was supposed to be a featured story. No, it's an all ENV mail show. We told you that last week, losers. No, I was going to say that the Chicken Pop Pod guy, Christopher, he is a genius.
Hello.
He's a genius.
Awesome. I wish I was his friend.
I wish I was as funny as him and random. I mean, to say Bossy McBosser Pants. Hey, nobody's listening. I'm a long-time listener and first-time submitter. This is a failed fireworks story. It's a little late for the 4th of July weekend. Yeah, I'd say so. This happened this 4th of July. My friend James and I were playing with fireworks, not me. Wait, let me rephrase this for his sake. He was watching me play with fireworks, and by fireworks, I mean match heads.
What?
Wow.
Fire works.
Yeah, it works for you. In my garage, I jerry-rigged a rocket out of PVC pipe. I stuffed, get ready for this, over 2,000 match heads inside this 4-inch long pipe.
What?
I don't believe you, but I understand the exaggeration. I plugged
How would you count
them? I plugged the other end, and I brought it out to try it out in my backyard. Now, in my perfectly sane head, I thought, when I light this thing on fire, it's going to shoot down the yard like a rocket and hit the fence, where it will stop and not explode. I used a blowtorch to light a hole I drilled in the side. The PVC rocket, aka PVC bomb, blew up in our faces. Imagine a 20-gauge shotgun going off in your ears. That's how loud it was. Thankfully, no one got killed by the flying shrapnel, except for my knuckle. It had a nice little cut in it. And we got the whole thing on video. I realized later that it exploded because the match heads I put in the pipe, I packed them in so tight that the rate of explosion overtook the match head's ability to catch flame. When did he become so smart all of a sudden? Sort of weird. Like a time paradox. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Marty. Let's just say my parents never knew about this incident. My friend was in shock, and now he is deeply afraid of me. And my explosive pyrotechnic tendencies. Thanks for a great clean podcast. Keep it coming. Well, it was clean until this show. Michaels, otherwise known as Upnog. What's Upnog?
Upnog. What's an Upnog?
I'm afraid. I don't know. What's up with you? Hey, Henway.
I don't want to talk anymore. I can't be trusted.
Henway.
What's a Henway?
About 5 pounds.
That's that funny, man.
Hey, James, Trevor, and John, this happened to me when I was about 7, and I still chuckle about it today. I was walking down the sidewalk one day with my uncles to the zoo. Back then, the zoo was free for us, and we decided to go there. But ever since the accident, they charge us. Suddenly, I felt something warm on my hand. I looked over, and my uncle was spitting on my hand. No, I looked over, and to my horror, I found seagull poop oozing down my hand. My uncle started laughing as soon as I told him. And it was worse. What was worse is I had nowhere to wash it off. I ended up walking into some store with bird poop on my hand, asking them if I could wash it off. Well, I hope this gets on the air. Love your podcast, James. Yes, it did, but only because we were feeling generous.
Wow.
So is the seagull. Wait, did I just...
I've never been pooped on by a seagull.
So. Have you? You have had an arm that smells like booty.
Yeah. So yeah, baby booty.
I'd rather be pooped on by a seagull.
You know, the bad thing about my son is he smells like a grown man yucky booty, not a baby, you know, poop booty. You know what I'm talking about. My boy has man poops. He always has, and it's really disturbing. So just wanted to share that. Hey, James. What?
Your boy poops like a man.
That's right. That's right. He's like a man.
Way to go.
Poop.
Yeah, standing up. Oh, wait.
What? I will admit that I do get jealous of him sometimes, the freedom that he experiences, just being able to go wherever he wants. You know, there was some ladies at the office the other day, this should have been a weekly update, they were talking about the shuttle coming back, and how they had a guy on the shuttle, apparently, that was wearing a diaper the entire time for the 30 days that he was in space. And these ladies were looking forward to hearing back about the implications of this. You know, it was supposed to be completely sanitary, completely clean. And I'm like, guys, our ladies, I can't wait, because I still have an infant at home. The ramifications of this being successful are immense. It's going to be awesome. You know, the weight on the bag, though, of diapers will quit referring to the weight of the child and start referring to how much they can hold. You know, when they say 3 to 6 pounds, you know, 35 pounds, they're not kidding, you know. And and then I was like, well, you know, and then since they're adult sized, shoot, I'd buy them. I'm like, I told them, we'd be sitting in staff meeting and y'all just know. You just know. I just start having this weird look on my face.
James just tuned out for a minute there.
Yeah. What was that, huh? Yeah.
His little face turns red, little vein popping out of his forehead.
Well, just take out the paper and start reading it.
Yeah. I mean, let's take a quick poll in the chat room. Chat room, if you could have an adult diaper, first of all, that nobody would know you were wearing, and two, it magically just poofed it away, would you not be interested in such a device? I just need to know this right now. We're doing a little Insta poll here.
Poofed it away? So yeah. You have some sort of teleporter in your butt?
It just wicked it away, you know? It'd be like the equivalent of kitty litter, scoopable kitty litter.
There's a yes, yes, no.
All
yes,
the girls are yes. saying no.
No, no, no.
I mean, yes, think about yes, those all-night no. World of Warcraft, you know, yes, junkets.
No. No.
Yeah.
That's not helping the problem.
I think we got more yeses than nos.
I think so. I think it would work. So people get to work on that. You've got a market and we'll advertise for you. And somebody said it depends. Hey, James, Trevor, and John. I used to work at a Walmart neighborhood market in their deli. Being a smaller store, we only had two people during the night shift. I was working with a guy named Blake this particular night, and we both went on lunch at the same time after the deli closed. After lunch, I was walking back to the deli and realized that Blake wasn't back yet because I saw the lights were still off. I decided to keep him off and scare him by jumping out from behind a wall in the deli. I hid myself behind the wall and waited, looking out to see if he was coming, but I was there for like 2 minutes and I didn't see him. My ADD kicked in, so I had to go and do something. I went to the other side of the wall, still crouching down to see where he was. He was nowhere in sight. I gave up. I stood up, started walking toward the light switch, but as I turned around, I saw a figure standing on one of our large trash cans, in one of our large trash cans, with a hoodie pulled around their head. The figure looked at me and quietly said, "Boo." I basically threw myself on the floor in terror as I heard the sound of Blake's laughter through the deli. Hope you guys like the story, Laurel.
That's awesome.
He was probably watching her the entire time. That's what makes that awesome. Oh, man.
Nothing like spooking the spooky.
No, not at all. Nothing like it at all. Hey, well, let's listen to some voicemails.
Sure. Okay.
Hi, James and Trevor and John. This is Connie from Ohio. And wanted to share a very strange thing that just happened to me. I'm at my local fitness facility. And let me see. I think the euphemism is I was powdering my nose. So I'm in the ladies' restroom, just sort of thinking on my own in my little stall, and I noticed, looking down and looking at my shoes, and I noticed that in the stall next to me, the person's feet were facing the other direction. And it looked sort of not like women's shoes so much. And I thought, maybe it's just a very dirty woman that's helping her toddler on the toy beat. And
that's what it is.
No, there's no child because, of course, the child would be talking. So I thought, is someone looking at me? And so I looked up. There was no one looking down at me, which was good. Mm. And all of a sudden, I heard it. The nail powdering, I guess. Anyway.
The nail powdering.
So I thought, oh my gosh, am I in the men's room? So I finish my business as soon as I can, get out, wash my hands. The bathroom still looks familiar. And I go out and I walk across the hall, which is where I was going to be being anyway. And I thought, I got to see what's going on here. And this guy comes strolling out of the women's room, sort of checks himself, his waistband and his, his shirt is tucked in and stuff like that, and just nonchalantly walked away. All right. Fess up, dude. Has this ever happened to you? Because I was completely shocked. Anyway, thanks for letting me share. Bye.
No, I can say honestly, Konzo, I've never been in the girls' restroom and been shocked by another man in the next stall, I got to say. So, no, that's never happened to me. I love how she said, the male version of powdering, and it made me think of my son who was apparently powdering too, because there was no, the aerosol was a misting, and second of all, how is that possible? I would like to know. That would be awesome.
She got out of there in a hurry.
Yeah, she was trying to be very discreet, and sometimes that turns out to be more vivid than anything else. But no, I've never had that problem. Somebody had mentioned something about my wife, something about a dream and how she talks in her sleep and hates people. So they called in.
Hey, guys, this is Mitch again. Just thought of another story as listening to your wonderful podcast. You were mentioning that your wife's dreams, something about when to kill you in their sleep. I don't know. But reminded me of a dream my wife apparently had a couple years ago. She woke me up in the middle of the night to tell me she was mad at me for something I did in her dream. Apparently in her dream, we were driving down the street in a car, and we got in an argument. And in her dream, I pulled over and told her, made her get out of the car and walk. And she woke me up to tell me she was mad at me. So the next day at work, I'm relaying this to the people at work that, hey, my wife told me she was mad at me because I made her get out of the car in her dream. They said, what'd you do? And I told her to go back to sleep, and I come back and pick her up. That's it. We'll talk to you guys later. Love the show. Have a good one. Take luck.
Take luck. Did you hear him? Take luck and care. So, I love
That's
it.
Awesome.
I love
Take
it.
Luck.
Go pick her up.
Oh, man. Hey, guys, I have a story that happened to me while I was 9 or 10 years old. We had just come back from the beach after spending a week camping out. We had stayed near a lighthouse, and it was very close to mangroves. So a lot of our wet clothes would hang to dry in the low branches. Anyway, we got home. My mom tells us not to go through the bags for clothes until she washed them. I just assumed it was because they were dirty and salty. So I went inside the duffel bag anyway to look for my favorite pair of shorts. As I'm standing in the living room, my mom comes out of the hallway toward the kitchen and stops and yells, "Don't move. Stay right there." I'm confused. She's not really looking at me, but at my legs. I look down to see what she's looking at, and there I see it, a huge scorpion. The size of an adult's hand on my thigh. The tail stinger is curled upwards like it's about to strike. I scream like the girl I was, and I kick my leg, sending the scorpion flying. I run out. I see my mom running towards it with a broom. She whacks it dead. When I come back, she has put the scorpion in a large glass jar filled with alcohol. Now, this, of course, is weird, but it's even now more weird because it complements the 11-inch long centipede, also in a jar with alcohol. These are not cute VW bus looking millipedes that curl into a ball. These are the ugly alien demon from Hades looking creatures with venomous stingers at the end. We had tons of them in our backyard. So if we had visitors, they all looked at our kitchen cabinets. They would see, if they looked in our kitchen cabinet, they would see two large jars, one with a centipede, the other one with a scorpion, in brownish yellow liquid on display. Why my mom did this, I do not know. We moved from the house a while later, and my mom forgot to take the jars. So whoever moved in got a nice surprise in the kitchen. And I don't know who that's from, but there you go.
So when we were moving out of the house, we dug a big hole in the backyard and buried all these cups of scorpions in them.
What kind of alcohol was it?
Whatever. I don't know.
Tequila. It's like the worm at the bottom, but different.
That's what I was thinking.
Very, very different.
Housewarming gift or something.
Oh, there's a worm at the bottom. Oh, now I'm dead. Sorry. this one says, so me and my dad were boxing and he won. So, when he left the room, I got on his computer, I turned the screensaver to the one with the scrolling words and I put erasing hard drive. I screamed, "Dad," the computer started freaking out. He says, "How do I fix it?" Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. "Dad, everything is being erased off your computer." And he screamed, "What?" And he ran in the computer, started freaking out. He says, "How do I fix it?" And I was trying to laugh because it was a Saturday and he had all his notes from the next day on him. Apparently he was a pastor. I said, "I don't know." So he sat down and pushed a button on the screen and it went back to the desktop. I was laughing so hard. He didn't think it was funny until later. And that's the first of all the times I made my dad think I deleted his notes. More to come, Metamorph 14. That's a good thing to do, your dad.
When, especially since he's a preacher, he's got to forgive you.
Yeah. Let's see. So my family and I were camping. Five of my family members were sitting around a campfire when one of my siblings, let's call him Throwback, he's the only one out of eight. He's the only one out of eight siblings with blonde hair and blue eyes. We have another name for those kind of kids, but the ones that don't look like the rest of the siblings. Yeah. Mailman Jr. Anyway, he knocked one of my other siblings' hat off, and we'll call him the artist. The artist had money in his hat for some reason. It fell in the campfire. The artist started to jump around and yelling, get the five, at Throwback. Everyone was laughing so hard except the artist. Everyone said, "Get the five," through the rest of the camping trip. And don't worry, Throwback retrieved all the artist's money for him. Hope you guys enjoy my email, Comedy Rotten. Get the five!
Sounds like a movie.
It sounds like a song from the 80s. Get the five! Yeah. Speaking of bad 80s music, and this is totally random, but I was watching Ghostbusters on YouTube. They have the whole movie, you know, for free on YouTube. And I have it on DVD, but for some reason, it's so nice to see Army Ranger video, you know, commercials thrown in randomly. But they have a horrible song soundtrack list in the worst song on the entire soundtrack is this "Save the Day, Save the Day." It's just it's a terrible song. So
I actually watched I watched that about a month ago. Watched that again. Ghostbusters.
It's a great movie. Mm. I enjoy it, but
it actually holds up. I was surprised
because
I
haven't watched
probably 15 years, you know.
I love it. I'm going to have to get it from Blu-ray.
Yeah, so you can see all the outlines of the monsters and even better. You'll notice on Slimer and any of the ghosts there's this outline. You could see where they cut the film as they overlaid it old school way. It's just they need to go back and fix it
Slimer
up.
Slimer was real, dude.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He's real. I saw him at Universal Studios or something. He's real, man.
Yeah, he is. Let's see. Hold on. A few years ago, I was in a computer camp, and there were a few dozen kids taking part. Some were coding games. Others were modifying existing games. Some were just joking around. Point being, about half the day would be spent learning stuff. The other half would be spent playing with what we'd learned. About half the kids had been working on mods for Warcraft. No, not World of Warcraft, the original game, Warcraft. You command armies to take down opposition. Anyway, one of the mods someone had created was a hunter-hunted type game. There was one player that was the hunter and everyone else was the hunted. The hunter was invisible, but could turn himself visible to convince people that he was not the hunter. The hunter could kill anyone instantly, including himself, to throw people off the trail. But he had to get close enough to do it. However, if he was invisible, and therefore could kill people. This is so complicated. He got close to another player. The Barbie Girl song would play through the 100 through the 100 person speakers. You know, I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. That song. As this was almost invariably followed by a 2 to 4 seconds later by the death sound, a blood-curdling scream goes here. It became extremely creepy. To this day, I cannot hear that song without shuddering. Thought you'd get a kick out of X Potomatic in the forums. That took a long time to say something pretty basic, but yeah. Some of us feel that way about the Barbie doll song without the experience, so.
I love that song. No, I don't. I'm just kidding.
I don't enjoy hearing young people sing it, because that's when it becomes disturbing. Let's see. Here we go.
Hey, James, Trevor, and John. All right, well, I've got a pretty good story for y'all. So I am a youth pastor's assistant, and I think our church is probably the only one in the world that does that. But anyway, so last Sunday we're in service, and the youth pastor in our church, at least the one I work with, works with these 7 to 8-year-olds. So we were talking about where people go when they die. So this one little girl, she's so cute, bless her heart. She raises her hand. She says, well, my daddy told me where animals go when they die. They go to animal heaven, but where do plants go when they die? And we had to keep ourselves from laughing because she cries really easily, and we just, oh, she was so funny. Anyways, yeah. That's about it. Bye.
Yeah. Hey, it's important to have a funny story when you call into the show, folks. We don't have many standards, but that is one of them. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Where do plants go when they die, John?
The compost pile. I'm sorry. I meant to say they go to animal heaven.
But the animals would eat them.
Yeah, that's the plan. So that they can die again and come back as something good.
And attack zombies.
Good.
Yeah. They go into video games. That's a much better, it's a much better idea.
Where do plants go when they die in Canada, Trevor?
They just freeze.
They don't die.
And then the penguins eat them.
Hey, James. This is easy to listen to or easy to say. My name is David Manning. I'm a comedian from Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. And I have a little story to tell, and it is about when I was in middle school, I decided to come home and shave a line into my eyebrow because simply it was one of my friends at school's idea. He said he had a line in his eyebrow and he thought it looked cool, so I thought it looked cool too. So I came home, and the only thing I could find to shave the line into my eyebrow was my mom's Dixie pink razor, and I began to put a line in my eyebrow. Well, I went to put a line in my other eyebrow because I thought it was going to be cooler than the other guy and have 2 lines in each of my eyebrows, but it didn't line up. So I kept putting lines in my eyebrows until eventually, you guessed it, I didn't have any eyebrows at all. Well, needless to say, I was horrified at the idea of having no eyebrows. Looked in the mirror, my eyes looked all puffy, and it just looked horrible. And my mom came home, and I was sitting on the couch with a pair of sunglasses. She comes home, and I'm thinking she's going to be really upset and mad at me and, you know, spank my butt or something like that. But she didn't. She came home, and she asked me what was wrong because I was crying. I was upset. And I took my sunglasses off only to be asked, what is wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And I was just crying and crying and crying. And I finally told her, I shaved my eyebrows off. And she, instead of being mad, she began to laugh at me. And I didn't think it was funny at all. I did what any middle schooler would do. I hopped on my bicycle and sped away as fast as I could to the furthest place I could. And I just cried and cried and cried until finally my eyebrows grew back. I went back to school, though, on Monday.
Wow.
That happened over the weekend. When I went to school on Monday, I played it off real cool and told my I lost a bet on the Super Bowl. And I had to shave my eyebrows off. Anyway, I hope it gets played, man. You guys keep up the good work. I listen to all your episodes. It's awesome. You guys, peace out.
Peace out. So I cried and cried and cried until my eyebrows grew back. I love that. That's how it works.
That's funny, man.
Dude, I remember that trend. So yeah.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice started it.
Did he? I remember some MC Hammer background dancers having the same thing going on too during some like I McDonald's guess, yeah, commercial. Yeah. Yeah, I never did that.
How about you, Trevor?
How do I know why?
Hey, did you fall asleep, man?
Welcome back,
wow.
Man.
Apparently my tongue did. I had words that were in my head, and they failed to reach the mouth. I'm not sure what happened there.
It's okay. It's all right. We got to wrap it up anyway. We got one more voicemail, and then we'll actually, we got two more. They're just more and more good stuff.
Hey, James, Trevor, and John. I just finished listening to episode 116, The Can. And, man, that was one of the funniest shows you guys have had just across the board. All of you brought your A-game. The stories from the listeners were great. All of your stories were so funny. And I was just thinking, your middle school emailer, drummer boy, should probably set his story to music, and it could go a little something like this. Now, I hear the time out of my life. I never sat this long before, and I swear it's the truth. Yeah, my butt was turning blue. Yeah, a little something like that. And at the end of it, he could turn to his mom and he could say, nobody puts baby in a corner. Keep up the good work. I love you guys.
Peace. Oh, that hurt. That literally hurt me. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Speaking of one, this one made me laugh out loud tonight. It did.
Hey, I'm Walker, and one morning I woke up, and we had just gotten back from a trip to New York, and my mom had bought this icy hot and deodorant for him. So she stuck it in my deodorant drawer. So I mistook it for my deodorant one morning, so I put it on, and it just... I didn't realize, so I go into my mom, and I'm like, my arms are burning! And she goes, oh, you're just growing up. So, the whole day I walked around with icy hot. And no, I'm not a middle schooler, and John, you're awesome. Bye.
I love that. I don't know why, but you're just growing up, son.
Just growing up. When you grow up, sometimes you hurt a little bit, yeah. You burn.
It burns, mom, precious.
I got no hair left.
You're just growing up.
You're becoming a man, son.
I'm gonna start saying that. I'm gonna just anytime somebody comes, my daughter, you know, I hit my head. Oh, you're just growing up. You're just getting
That's
big.
Giving the way you lie
to. Oh man, I bet this mom was a lot like another mom that I know. This mom raised twins. And they were really good girls, but they were tattletales, and they'd come telling each other all the time. And mom finally got sick of it and said, have you tried hitting her? That's what she'd tell her kids.
What?
You know, mom, she was taking my toys. Go hit her. Have you tried hitting her? I just imagine that's the kind of, there's a certain type of mom out there that's just, you know, waiting to say random things to their kids. Yeah. You're just going through the change, honey. You know? So yeah,
you're just growing up.
Yeah,
go hit her.
Just go slap your pits there, just over and over and over again.
We tried in your pits. I'm sorry.
Okay, here's one more, then we'll go.
Hey James, this is Bottom 15 from the forums once again. I'm here to tell you a story about a member of my family. We'll call her Lucy due to stalkers.
Yeah.
Well, at one point in her age, she couldn't pronounce her K's. She could only say them as T's, and my mom's name happened to be Karen, so she called her Karen. Well, one day my mom was laughing really, really hard. I forget what she was watching, and she started tearing. And Darby walked up and said, Karen, don't try. Don't try, Karen. Anyway, I might get a kick out of that. Until the next story, I'll see all y'all later.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't grow up and become a counselor, you know. Somebody's weeping, you know, they're just like, I just want to give up on life. Don't try. Don't try.
No, what if she says try? It'll make you feel better. What?
Yeah.
No, I said try.
That could work.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness. Guys and girls, it's time for us to get out of here. Oh, shut up. Why do you always say that?
Why?
Oh, my gosh. It's like every week I hit the wrong button. Oh, Lord.
That's the button right there.
There you go. Thank you, everybody, for joining us in the chat room. Thank you, John and Trevor, in that order, since it's John's last show.
Oh, sorry.
Thank thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to Rob Govers for our theme music, Spouses for letting us record. Thanks to all our contributors and everyone who listens. And even though none of us brought our A game today, whenever we tell a story, we tell it like nobody's listening.
The NLCast fun doesn't have to end. Join us online at NLCast.com for features, forums, and all the social networking connections you can handle. Share your stories and comments via email. Nobody's listening to us at gmail.com or call them in at 816-298-0823.
Your mom.
Yeah. Growing up.
Hey, yes. Icy hot in my armpits make me feel grown. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the way it goes, baby.
Yeah.
Icy hot in my pits, baby.
Sizzle.
You're just growing up.
I